September 30 marks our third National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We regard the day as one filled with both responsibility and opportunity. It is a time to reflect on the lasting harms the survivors of the residential school system endured, being taken from their families, taught to reject their culture, and suffering abuse and neglect. It is also a day to mourn the little ones who were taken away and never got to return home at all. Just this week, the Lo Nation confirmed 158 children died while attending St. Mary's Residential School in Mission. But that is only part of the story of Indigenous people today. Everywhere you look, you'll see actions led by First Nations working to counteract the harms of colonization and make things better for future generations. We celebrate with the Squaxwu Seven Mesh Uexwumix, Squamish Nation. This week a new agreement that gives the nation jurisdiction over education on their lands. Already, they are at work re-establishing their language and pride in their culture among their littlest ones. Given the history of residential schools, it feels fitting that control over education should be a tangible step toward reconciliation. You will find stories sharing Indigenous perspectives on Indigenous issues throughout this week's edition of the paper, in our daily newsletters and at nsnews.com. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is still a new tradition in Canada, so we urge you to help imbue it with meaning by taking some time to learn, reflect, and join the journey to a better future for all. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.